say Guten Erev Shabbos. First of all, a very special thank you to the mayor, to Rachel, for opening their home for this beautiful asiva, this beautiful gathering in the days before Rosh Hashanah, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So I want to share with you a very brief idea. Very beautiful, you saw it by the Rebbe Rabbi Nachman. You know, Reb Sajigon, let me start differently. Just a few days from now, we're going to have the great zchus to be mekabel p'nei melech malchei amlochim. We're going to have the incredible zchus to come encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mentioned in a shir last night that sometimes when we look at these days, we approach them with such fear and trepidation and a feeling of foreboding. But there's a simcha. You haven't seen your father in a long time. You haven't seen your parent in a long time. You've been away from home for so long. It's an incredible emotion that builds up when you know that you're going to see your father. Because you know when you see your father, you're going to get that most beautiful hug, that most beautiful kiss, that most beautiful embrace. And one simple phrase, not where have you been, not I can't believe you've been doing these things, but a welcome home. Welcome home, my precious child. I've missed you so much. It's been a long time since we've spoken. It's been a long time since I've heard you talk to me with such emotion, such longing, such yearning, such pining. I'm so happy you're home. So we're going to daven. We'll cry. We'll reconnect. We'll long. We'll yearn. We'll pine. And we'll come to the apex, to the zenith of the day, which is Tkiyah Shofar. Now, the great tzaddik Reb Sajigon brings down a number of different reasons for the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. And he quotes an incredible idea. He says, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, the mitzvah to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, is supposed to remind us of the shofar of Yericho. Because you see, my friends, thousands of years ago, when we came into Eretz Yisrael, we were led by a great man, Yehoshua. And the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Yehoshua, I want you to circle the city of Yericho a number of different times. You blow the shofar, and when you blow the shofar, the walls will come down. Right? Reb Sajigon. So we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah to remember and to recreate falling of the walls of Yericho. And asks the great tzaddik Rabbi Nachman, what do the walls of Yericho have to do with Rosh Hashanah? An incredible event, miraculous event. But why are we remembering this event on Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi says something so beautiful. Rabbi Nachman writes, you see, my dear friends, we create walls. We create walls sometimes between ourselves and our loved ones. We create walls between spouses. We create walls between our children. We sometimes put up walls between our friends. But the truth is, we often create walls within ourselves. We create walls which keep us from connecting with our true self, which keep us from connecting with the incredible and raging river of Kiddusha that surges within each of us. And we create walls between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rebbe writes that we create walls for a whole variety of different reasons. Sometimes we're too scared to see the Kiddusha that we really possess within. Sometimes we're too scared to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're nervous that if we come close, the expectations will be too overwhelming. And so we erect the walls. And those walls keep us from accomplishing. Those walls keep us from self-actualizing. But writes Rabbi Nachman, comes Rosh Hashanah. We blow the shofar. And just like the walls of Yericho came down, Yericho was Yir Sagor Umisugaras. It was walled in, heavily fortified. No one could get in if they didn't want you to get in. But the shofar brought down the walls. And writes the Heiliger Rebbe that on Rosh Hashanah when we blow the shofar, we bring down the walls that are around our hearts. We bring down the walls that are around our lives. We bring down the walls that keep us from ourselves, keep us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and keep us from one another. With 100 kolos, we bring down all of the walls that we have built up over the course of the year. That, says Rabbi Nachman, is the Kiddusha of Rosh Hashanah. A day in which, through a little simple ram's horn, we bring down all of the walls that we spend the year creating. Because you see, Hilige Chevra, Rosh Hashanah is all about reconnection. But you can't reconnect if the walls are too high. You can't reconnect if the heart is sagor umisugaras. You can't reconnect if your neshama is a fortified city. And so comes Rosh Hashanah. We say, Ribono shel Olam, Avinu Malkeinu, Abba, Tata, whatever you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as, I'm here. And all I want to do is knock down the walls. All I want to do is feel tevekus. All I want out of my life is shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. That's all I want. But Rabbi Nachman goes on. The Rebbe says, but you'll ask. That can't be it. There has to be more to bringing down the walls than just blowing the shofar. There has to be more of an avoda than just blowing on the ram's horn. Suddenly all the walls come down. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful from this week's parasha. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the beautiful Klal Yisrael, beautiful Jewish people, Lo bashamayim hi. The Ribono shel Olam doesn't need you to be an angel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need you to dwell in the celestial sphere. God doesn't need you to be perfect, doesn't even need you to be close to perfect. Lo bashamayim hi. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Ki karov eilecha hadavar. Just do something. It could be something small. It could be something easy. It could be something that the Welt would say is so minimal and so negligible. But in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so significant. I don't need you to be a malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us. I just need you to be you. Ki karov eilecha hadavar ma'od beficha ubilavavcha. Just do something with your mouth. Just do something with your heart. Just do something with your hands. Just do something. And says the Rebbe, when we do something, that's when we have the ability to bring down all of the walls. So I give us all the bracha. That Emir Sanshem, when we come to shul on this Rosh Hashanah, and we hear Tikiyah Shofar, and like the Gemara says, that when you hear Tikiyah Shofar, it's kilifnim dami. It's like going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. May we be inspired, Emir Hashem, that just like the shofar of yesteryear brought down the walls of Yericho, May the shofar inspire us to tear down all of the walls that are keeping us from greatness. Just as the Hilika shofar brought down the fortified city of Jericho, may the shofar inspire us to take down all of the obstacles, all of the hurdles that are keeping us from self-actualizing and from becoming the kedoshim that we are capable of becoming. May we find the courage to feel how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And not because we're perfect, and not because we're malachim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Lo Bashamayim, He just loves us for who we are. And if only we could love ourselves for who we are. If only we could see the greatness we possess. If only we could find the courage from the Kol Shofar to take down all of the walls. Who could even imagine what we could become? So I take this opportunity to wish you, to wish all of us, a ksiva v'chasima tova. May this be the year in which we bring down the walls. May this be the year in which we find our kiddusha. May this be the year in which we find our dveikus. May this be the year in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillos when we say, Avinu Malkinu, Shlach refuah shlema l'chole amecha. May this be the year when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillos. Pesach sherei shamayim l'tefillaseinu. May this be the year where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the sincerity of our hearts, the holiness of our souls. And even though sometimes maybe our actions don't show that we love Him, but we say, Ribono Shel Olam, you are the Bochein Levavos. You don't need to look at me simply by what I do. You could look inside of me and see who I am. So Ribono Shel Olam, look into my heart and look into my soul and see how much I love you. See how much I want to be close to you. See how much I want brachos, not just for myself, but because if you give me brachos, I promise I will use it to take care of your children. Give me life, and Ribono Shel Olam, I will give others life. Give me life and I'll take down my walls. Give me life and I'll accomplish those things that I've said I'm going to accomplish in all of the past years. Give me this year. And I promise that I will make it the year. But most importantly, Ribono Shel Olam, we've been so patient with you because we've been waiting 2,000 years for a Beis HaMikdash. We've been waiting over 2,000 years for a Mashiach. We've been waiting 2,000 years for a Geula. Ribono Shel Olam, bring us home. Bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. Bring us back to a rebuilt Yerushalayim. Let there be a Tchiyas HaMisim so we could be reunited with all of our loved ones. Let this be the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Moshiach, of redemption, of Beis HaMikdash, of the Geula Shleima Bekarov. Amen.
Feeling good. Glass of water with ice. Glass of cold water with ice.